Well, now to Illinois, where a tough budget from a new Republican governor is causing outrage. Governor Bruce Rauner yesterday called for $6 billion in spending cuts in everything from health care for the poor to pensions to universities, and he doesn't want to raise taxes. Speaking to lawmakers in the state, he said his budget is honest with the people of Illinois.
We make difficult choices that no one wants to make, but it's what this occasion requires. And it's what we were all elected to do. Make choices based on what's best for the next generation, not for the next election.
The budget aims to close Illinois' $6 billion budget shortfall, but it is not going over well with Democrats and many others in the state. Nyla Boudou is host of the afternoon shift on WBEZ in Chicago. She's with us from Chicago. Nyla, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, tell us first more about some of the cuts that the governor is proposing.
Right. Well, you mentioned some of them. I think the biggest one that people are talking about today is the $1.5 billion cut in Medicaid that Governor Rauner is proposing. And in fact, what you're hearing from Democrats, including from the Senate president, the state Senate president, is that, look, we already tried this. We tried these cuts to Medicaid, and we found out it actually ended up costing us more money in the long run because cutting things like dental services and other health care issues like that just end up sending more people to emergency rooms and costing more money.
Medicaid being health care for the poor. And one of the most contentious cuts also in the budget is a solution to the state's pension crisis, which by some estimates is underfunded by more than $110 billion. What's the governor's plan there?
Right. Well, the governor proposed a plan that he says would save $2 billion and by doing so would shift the way that some of the cost of living increases are done for some of the employees. He's basically trying to shift categories of people into a later category of what people were earning in terms of retirement, Jeremy. And so what the criticism he got yesterday was, first of all, from lawmakers, hey, look, you've said that you want to propose these changes. You're factoring them in as saving us $2 billion in this budget, and we haven't even created the legislation that would change, that would fix these things right away, and you're already factoring this in.
Why, Nyla, remind people who haven't been focusing on Illinois' budget, and maybe they've been focusing on the budgets in their own states, and some are doing well and some aren't doing well, but why is Illinois in such bad budgetary shape?
Well, Illinois is in this state, which is, by the way, Jeremy, we have the worst credit rating in the nation,
right,
to give people a sense of how deep the hole is that we're in, because legislators, lawmakers have sort of the phrase that everyone uses here is they've kicked the can down the road. So you mentioned the more than $100 billion in unfunded pension liabilities. Basically, the state hasn't been paying what it owes to the pension fund. That's one of the biggest problems. Last year, you know, we had an election and lawmakers had a chance to, there was a temporary income tax hike that was set to expire in January. Because it was an election year, lawmakers chose to let that expire. That's another reason why the state's looking at less revenue coming in.
And the governor does not want to raise taxes.
Right. Well, yesterday he was really presenting the budget. He wasn't necessarily supposed to present revenue solutions. Yesterday you had lots of lawmakers saying, what about revenue? And I was in Springfield yesterday, Jeremy, and asked all of the lawmakers, what about the revenue you all did last session? And they said, yeah, we'll have to think about income tax and whether we'll talk about that again this session. So,
well,
lots of questions.
He did talk about some ways that he said that his budget would improve the state. Let's listen to what he said.
What we propose today is a turnaround budget. It improves public safety, provides care for our most vulnerable residents, boosts funding for education, and restructures the core costs of state government that are holding us back.
So it's not all cuts then, Nyla. He's adding some things to the budget?
There are some things he's adding. He's talking about adding correctional officers. He's talking about investing more in K through 12 education, as well as early childhood education. And I should point out here, as every reporter does, Jeremy, that the governor's wife, Diana Rauner, is a president of the Ounce of Prevention Fund, which is a big organization here in Illinois lobbying for early childhood education.
Any chance this budget will pass?
I think that's a really tough one. I think no is the answer. I mean, Democrats have a supermajority, which allows them in both houses to veto or override any veto that the governor, wants to make. So I think it's going to be a lot of wrangling, and we'll see if anything actually gets done.
Nyla Boudou, host of the afternoon shift on WBEZ in Chicago. Nyla, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.